Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph on Masech Shabbos. We left off at Chaya Va'Of, at the two dots, four lines into the page. So the Mishnah had said that Chaya Va'Of, that an inner person's Roshos, if a person traps him, he's Pater, and if he's Chovel Behen, he's Chayiv. So the Gemara brings a din as far as Ksivas Tefillin is concerned and discusses whether we can learn it from our Mishnah. Amar Afuna, Kosvin Tefillin, Agabe Or Shel Of Tahor, you can write Tefillin on the hide of a kosher bird. Amar Rav Yosef, Maika Mashmalan, what's the Chiddush? The islay or that a bird has or tanino. We already know that a chovel ben chayiv. If you're chovel in a bird on Shabbos, you're chayiv. So Amalei Abaye Tuva Kamashmalan. He's telling us a great chiddush. Dimi masnisin hava mina kiven dispe nikvi nikvi lo. Had we just had our Mishnah without the chiddush of Rav Huna, I would have said that even though yes it has or, but since the or is full of holes from the feathers that were sticking to the or, so you can't write tefillin on it. So Kamashmalan, that's why it comes to tell me. That if you have a hole, that when you put ink over it, the ink just flows right over the hole, that's not called a nekev. So the Gemara asks another kasha on Rav Huna. So Meisve Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Zeira asks, it says in the Braisa, that it says by an Olas Ha'of, that Biknafav, so the Kohen tears the oaf from the back while its feathers are still on it, and he's makdir it with the feathers, so lahachshir is ha'or, to tell me that the or is kosher l'mizbeach, because you makdir it with the or while its feathers are still on it, and you don't have to skin it, just like your mafshit and olas behema, you don't have to do that to an olas oaf, because by an olas behema, you're not allowed to burn the skin. V'yisal kadai techbrif, you're going to say that or, who, that the or of an olas oaf, of or of any oaf, is considered or. Hechi marbi lekra, how could the pasuk tell me that you're allowed to be makter on the mizbeach? An ola requires hefshet. Samalei abaye orhu v'rachman arabye. No, it is considered or, but the Torah tells me that even though it's or, since it's on an oaf, it's kosher to be burnt on the mizbeach. Even though in a chinami, it's true. By an olas behema, it's not kosher to burn the or on a mizbeach. So now the Gemara brings Rabbi Zeira with a different lashon, and according to the way we have this other version of Rabbi Zeira, it's a riot Rav Huna. Ikid Amri Am Rabbi Zeira Afananami Tanina, that we learn from Rabbi Zeira that Rav Huna is correct, that Biknafa of the Rabbi Sasa Or, that you're allowed to burn the Or of the Ola Sa'of on the Mizbeach. Siyam Bishlama Or Hu Hainu Disra Kral Rabuye. If you hold that it has a real din of Or, so now I get why I need a Pasuk to be Marba the Or. If it wasn't or in the first place, why would I need a pasuk to be marba the or? So I'm le'abayi li'olamei melech lav orhu. Really, I'll tell you, it's not or. V'itzrich, and the Torah still needs to be marbe it, because salkatay chamina kiven de isbe pirtzi pirtzi ma'us, that since the or has a lot of little holes, it's considered ma'us to the mizbeach. So kamash malan, that's why it has to tell me that it's kosher. So Gemara discusses as far as writing tefillin on the or of a dog. By me name marbe de ravina mir of nachem bar yitzchak ma'u licht of tefillin al gabe or shel dog tahor. Can you write tefillin on the skin of a kosher fish? Amalei im yavo liyavi omer, that if Eliyahu Hanavi comes and tells us, then we'll know whether you're allowed to or not. Mayim yavo Eliyahu yomer, what do you mean if Eliyahu comes and tells us? The Torah is lo b'shamayim, you don't rely on a Navi to tell you. So ilim, and if you say that Eliyahu is not going to tell us the halacha, he's just going to be megal the metzius to us, idi islay or, idi lesley or, and he's going to tell us the metzius whether fish have or not, hachazin dislay or. Well, we can see that metzius. Of course fish have or. Va'od, and another kasha, hatnan, it says in the Mishnah, in Mesachas Kelim, at somos hadog v'aro, matzilin b'ol ames, that the bones and or of a fish are able to form a proper ohel in order to protect an ohel ames, whatever's contained inside of it, if it's closed off with a tzamid pasil that has or on the top of the kli, on top of a kli cheres, it protects the contents of a kli cheres from becoming tame to a mace that's outside of the kli cheres. So what do you see from there? So because it's not mekabel tumah. So you see that or of a dog is considered or, that's not mekabel tumah, because if it it were basar, it would be makabel tuma. Elim yavel yavel yomar ipiskasuam aminei ilo piskasuam aminei. Now Eliyahu is going to tell us whether the stink will leave the Or HaDag after it's after it goes through a tanning process, and then I'll know whether you're allowed to write tefillin on it or not, because that's a metzius question, but it's a metzius question we can't easily answer. But Eliyahu HaNavi will be able to answer such a metzius question for us. So Gemara brings a maisa where we're going to say how we know that you're not allowed to write tefillin on anything other than kosher animal skin. So Shmuel the Karna v'Yasvi Agudu Dinar Malka. Shmuel and Karna were sitting on the edge of the riverbank that goes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Chazinu l'maya de kadalu va'achiri. They saw that the water was going up in big waves, even though the wind wasn't blowing, and they saw the water was a little bit dirty. The water was a little bit cloudy. So Amalei Shmuel the Karna. Shmuel said to Karna, Gav Rabbi Kasi Mimarava, a great man has come from Eretz Yisrael, v'chayish b'me'a, and he's got a stomachache. The kadalu maya lak buliape kame. And therefore the water is rising to make a mechitza around him so that people shouldn't see him when he goes to the bathroom by the wall of the boat, you know, off the side of the boat. And because Shmuel saw that the wind wasn't blowing, and through and afal pikein, the waves were so high and they were lifting up the water, Shmuel understood that it must have been for the cover of an adam gadol zil toilei kankane. So let's go and smell his wine bottles, meaning let's see if he's a talmid chacham or not. Since Torah is compared to wine, when they talk about smelling one's wine, it means let's see how his Torah is. Let's go check him out. So Azul Ashkei L'Rav, they went and they found Rav Amalei. So Karna said to Rav, "Minayin shein kosin tefillin al gabei or behema Torah? How do I know that tefillin can only be written on the or of a kosher animal?" Amalei said, "Well, dechsiv l'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha min amuter b'ficha." The pasuk says that the Torah Hashem should be b'ficha. So we learn from there that it's got to be from that which is mutter b'ficha. So Karna asked Rav another shayla, "Minayin the dam shu adam? How do I know that dam nidas mitame only if it's red? Shemar ve'yirumov minaget asamayim adumim kadam." So Karna asked Rav another shayla, "Minayin lemila shabos hamakom? How do you know where a bris mila is performed on the body, that it's stafka on that area of the body? Because nemar kan it says by mila or laso, v'nemar la'alon, and by a new sapling it says or laso. So mala halon, just like by a natia when it says or laso, it means dover sha'osapri, that which makes fruits, safkan davasho sapri, the part of the body that you do meal on is on the orla, and the orla is the part of the body that makes peros, that produces, that reproduces. So emalibos, it says Gemara, well maybe it means the orlas halev, because that's also called an orla. Dichsiv, maybe you have to perform open heart surgery on every baby, and that's what you're supposed to do at 8 days. So ema ozno, or maybe it means his ears. Dichsiv hine arela oznam. We learn from Gzera Shavit to mila that we were mal the arela salev or the arela saozen. How do I know that it's necessarily the arla? So he says, no, we learn mila from nitiya because donin arlaso tama me arlaso tama vein don arlaso tama me arlas she'ena tama. We learn the word arlaso when it's tama, when it's in its full letters, where it says explicitly orla so, his orla, from another place where it says orla in a tama kind of way, where, as opposed to orlas halev, the orla of the heart, or the orla of the ozen. No, the orla. So that's how we know that it's referring to that part of the body. It's the only part of the body that's ever referred to as like the orla. So Amalei, so Rav said, "My shimcha, what's your name?" "Karna." So he said, "My name is Karna." Amalei, Rav said, "Yei ravach the typically Karna be'enei." You should have a horn in your eye, because Rav understood that Karna was not really trying to seek information from him, but was coming to test him. Lasof Eili Shmuel Lebeisei, Shmuel brought Rav into his house. Ochli Nama Desari V'Kasa Daharsana, he fed him barley bread and fish that were cooked in their oils and flour. V'Ashkiye Shichren, and he gave him beer to drink. V'lo Achvi Lebeisei Kisei, and he didn't show him where the bathroom is. Kiyechi Dilishtal Shel, in order that he will have to have shulshul, and he's not going to be able to find a bathroom to go to, and that will soften all of the waste in his body, and that's going to be a refuah for him. So layit Rav Amar mandem etzaron lo lukmo lebani v'chein hava. So Rav cursed Shmuel and he said, the person who's causing me tzar shouldn't have any children. And so it was that Shmuel never had children. He never had sons, rather. He said he shouldn't have sons, and Shmuel never had sons. Shmuel only had two daughters. So the Gemara says the limud on the Makom HaMila is really dependent on the Machlokas Tanaim. Ki Tanai, the limud that we had for the Makom HaMila is totally on the following Machlokas Tanaim. Minayin l'mila shabos ha-makom, how do I know Mila is on that part of the body? Because Nemar Kan Olaso v'Nemar Lalan Olaso. It says also in both places. Malalan davashos a pri, afkan davashos a pri. Just like a sapling, it's a thing that makes a pri. So too, the part of the body that makes a pri. Div Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Einu Tzarech. You don't need this limud. We can learn from the fact that it says by Mila itself. Hareyu Omer, va'oral zachar ashelo yimelas psar laso. Makom shenikar bein zachus l'nakfus. From the fact that it calls it oral zachar, so you see that it's got to be something that defines gender, that defines the person as male. So the Gemara brings a brisa that you have to make tefillin only from kosher animals. Tanu Rabbanan, kosvin tefillin al gabei or behemah torah al gabei or chaya tohori. You can write tefillin on the skin of kosher regular animals and kosher beasts. Val gabei or nevelos or treifos shalhen, and even if it wasn't shechted properly, even if it just dropped dead or it was an ill animal that was a treifa, v'nechrachos b'sa'aran, and you wrap the parshios of tefillin with the hair of these kosher animals, v'nitparos b'gidon, and you sew the tefillin with the sinews of these kosher animals, v'alach l'moshe misina hashat tefillin nechrachos b'sa'aran v'nitparos b'gidon, aval in kosher lol gabir, and that's how l'alach l'moshe misina, that you got to wrap it in the hair of the animals and sew it with the sinews of these animals. Aval ein kosher lol gabei or behemah tmeya, v'lo gabei or chaya tmeya, v'eino tzarech lomar gabei or nevelu treifa shalhen, but you're certainly not allowed to write on the skins of non-kosher species of animals. And obviously, if it's a nevela on top of that, that would be terrible as well. V'einichrochem b'sarin v'einu tvaros b'kidon, and you don't wrap the parshios in the hairs of these non-kosher animals, nor do you sew in the sinews of these non-kosher animals. And this is a shayla that one Baitosi asked. As Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, he asked Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, "Minayin shein kosvin tefillin al or behemah tmeya? How do I know that you don't write tefillin on or of a behemah tmeya?" So Rabbi Yeshua answered, "Dichsiv l'mantia Torah Hashem beficha midavar hamuter beficha. It has to be something that's mutter to put in your mouth. El me'ata al gabe or nevelos utreifos al yikasvu. So then it shouldn't be allowed to be written on a nevela. I mean, even if it's a sheep or a cow, but if it's a nevela, you shouldn't be able to write on it." So Amalah, Rabbi Shua says, "Emchalach mashal ma'ad davar dome." I'll give you a mashal. Shnei bnei adam shenischayvu harigal malchus. Let's say you have two people that are both chayv misa to the malchus. Echad harago melech, vechad harago aspakalitar. One the king killed, and one was killed by the sarat tabachim. So ve'eze mehen meshubach, havyom zesh harago melech. Which one was a more chashuv guy? The one that was killed by the king. So nevels and treifos that were killed by Hashem's hands are more chashuv than that which was killed by a sheichet's hands. And therefore, if you write tefillin on or of a kosher animal that dropped dead, that's a nevela, or that was a treifa that Hashem had killed, so that's even better. So elameyate yachlu, oh yeah, if they're so chashuv, why can't we eat them? Amleya Torah melasochu kol nevela, v'atam diyachlu. What do you mean? It's halach in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat nevela. Amleya kolos. He says, okay, that's good, I like that. That's a chashuv a reason that you just gave me. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah, at the very bottom of the page on Kuf Chesam and Aleph.